I'm too old to really know this intuitively. Mm.
Hi, this is Michelle Anderson, and I'm here at Ruthie's Hotel Terrace in Millinocket with Steve Abbott, one of the Republican candidates for governor. Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm great, Michelle, and thank you for having me here today.
Thank you for coming all the way up here.
Oh, I was glad to do it.
Let me just start out by asking you, why would I want to vote for Steve Abbott?
One of the things that I think I bring to this race is an understanding and appreciation for all of Maine. I grew up in Orono. And had a great experience there. And for the past 20 years, I've lived in Portland. Before that, for 200 years, my family lived in Rumford. I've been all over this state from top to bottom. I love this state, and I care deeply about this state, and I really want to do what I can to help make it better.
Awesome. So what is it that you think you have to do to make it better?
The first thing I think we have to do is we've got to get our state government under control. And over the past decade, our spending has just gone up and up and up, and it's increased the size of our government just too much. Our government's too big because it's trying to be all things to all people. And ironically, by trying to be all things to all people, it ends up further removed from the people. And I think our regulators are the best example of that. People have just feel like a loss of control in dealing with our regulators. They've become further and further out of touch from what we want, but more important than that, from what we need. And It's very frustrating because the only way people feel like they have to get at regulators is through money or influence, and that's not right. We've got to get our government back under control.
Okay, well, let me ask you. You're in Northern Maine now, and you do understand the differences between what Northern Maine wants and needs and what Southern Maine, or perhaps you could say rural Maine and urban Maine.
Right.
Such as urban Maine is.
Right.
Do you have any, let's start with LURC. You familiar with LURC?
I am, yes.
Any ideas?
Well, I do. I think you have two issues with LURC, and one is with a comprehensive plan, and the comprehensive plan, I believe, is moving in the right direction, but my concern with the comprehensive plan is that it is still written from the standpoint that that development is a threat to Northern Maine. Well, first of all, I don't think that development is a threat to Northern Maine. And second of all, if we're being overrun by development, I haven't seen it yet. I can tell you that. I mean, I've been from one end of the state to the other so many times in my life I couldn't even count, and I haven't run into it. Then the second problem is, as much of a problem as the plan can be, maybe I think probably more of a problem, it's the attitude of the people implementing the plan. And that's because the plan is written such that a lot of things can be in the eye of the beholder. And the problem is the attitude that we've had from state government is always no. And we can't afford to be saying no all the time in Maine. And that's true with LURC, but it's true with our entire state government. Our government attitude towards business, consciously and subconsciously, is always no. It's every impediment that we can put in the way to business in this state. And the problem is we just can't afford that anymore. I mean, we've lost our jobs. Over the course of the past decade, Maine has added a net of 56 jobs. And that's just an incredible
56
jobs over the past 10 years. I mean, you can't sustain an economy like that. And that, I mean, to me, more than any other statistic, that tells you in a nutshell what's wrong with Maine.
It really does, because I thought Governor Baldacci was getting us all these jobs all the time.
Yeah, well, we've added a lot of jobs in Maine, but we've lost a lot of jobs
right.
in Maine. And when you're all said and done, we've added about as many as we've lost. So that's the problem.
Yep.
Yeah.
Have you read anything about a move to go to a county form of government?
I have some. I believe that there are a lot of efficiencies that can be found in county government. And when we talk about regionalization, in Maine, you have some impediments to that. And one is people love their towns in Maine. And I can tell you, I grew up in Orono. I'm very proud of Orono, and I love my town. And, I always thought Orono was better than Old Town, even though Old Town was 6 miles away and probably wasn't a heck of a lot different, but to me it was. And I think people feel like that all over the state. But there are efficiencies that can be found in regionalization, and I think that municipalities can still keep their identity. And I also think it's going to be important because what's happened in the state is that the more and more control has gone to Augusta, but at the same time, more and more of the burden, that meaning the expense, has gone to the municipalities. And so when you look at, you know, where can we find the efficiencies to handle those burdens, and I think a lot of them can be done at the county level.
Okay. How about Dirigo? What do you think of Dirigo? Would you keep that, try to patch it?
I would do neither of those things. I'd eliminate Dirigo. I think that Dirigo was very well intentioned when it started, and I don't fault the administration for the effort, because there's a healthcare problem in Maine, just like there's a healthcare problem in America. But Dirigo was the wrong approach, and it's proven that it hasn't worked, and I would eliminate it. I think a much better approach would be, first of all, we've got to try to do things to help the cost of insurance, and one of those things would be to prepare the state to purchase insurance across state lines, and I think that would really be very helpful. The second thing that I think we should do is make it easier for businesses to combine, small employers in particular, pool together to purchase insurance, because insurance works on the law of large numbers, and in Maine we've got 1.3 million people, so we're never going to have large numbers, and I think that part is important. I also think we need a high-risk pool in Maine, because you have to be able to flatten out that risk as you do that. And then the fourth thing that I think with insurance, with our Dirigo population and our Maine care population, is the state has to transition to more of a managed care system, because that's where you save the money and that's where you run it more efficiently.
Managed care like Kaiser, is that?
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly the idea. And you know where you've... the reason I come to that conclusion is I look at who's been successful at keeping their rates down in Maine, and the answer is that some of the large self-insured employers in the state have been able to control their costs. And Chimbrough is one example. They've, for the past 2 years, now going on three, they haven't had a premium increase, and they're self-insured. Mercy Hospital out of Portland, same thing, for the last 3 years, now going on four, they haven't had a premium increase. The two things that they can do that that we aren't doing with our state insurance is, number one, they can provide wellness programs to their employees, which makes for more productive employees, healthier employees. But the second thing is they can manage care, and it's better for the employees. They have more options. It costs them less money, and they get more coverage from their employer. And it's better for the business because they're controlling their costs. I think you could take that same model to the public sector and find some real improvements.
Well, let me back up for a second. You mentioned making it easier for small businesses to pool together. Is
yeah.
that, I had not thought of it before, but I think I've heard you say it before. Is that not possible right now, or is it just difficult?
It's difficult. You run into a maze of state and federal regulations. Part of it's going to be also with purchasing across state lines, you have a federal issue as well. But I think as the healthcare debate proceeds in Washington, that those opportunities are going to present themselves. And that's why I think we should start preparing now so that we can do it, because those are both complicated, particularly purchasing insurance across state lines is very complicated. So let's get on it. Let's start talking to other states that would be interested in entering into agreements with us so that we could do that and trying to find those commonalities, because it's going to take some time.
Okay. What about the laptop program?
I'm of mixed minds on that, and I was a skeptic when it began. I've had some frustration with it, but I will say what I do like is the attitude that we're trying to innovate with technology and education, and for that reason, I think I would continue to support it. I understand that it has flaws. But I also believe that that Maine has to innovate with education. Education is going to be the key to our long-term economic success in Maine. Technology is going to be a part of that. So I would continue to support the laptop program.
Okay. When you think about attracting businesses to Maine, what do you think that you can do as governor that would help to move that along?
A number of things. We're going to do all these things at once, but let me say my priority at first is you got to get your own house in order. And we have to fix our own business environment. We've got to support the employers that are here, particularly our small employers. We've got to provide an environment where they might want to add a job or two, and where people in the state who are potential entrepreneurs are motivated to actually take the plunge and get into business for themselves. That's the best way to grow your economy, because those are people who are going to be committed to the area, who are here for the long term. They aren't the kind of people that are going to pick up and move, at the drop of a hat. So that's where I would start. Number one. Number two, I think that it's important for our governor to work all over the country to identify business opportunities. But again, I think that's going to be hard if we don't improve our business climate. And until you do that, it's sort of folly. I also think we should be looking to attract, capital-intensive industries, people who are going to sink something into the ground and stay here. One frustration that I've had in Maine is I feel like we've given up on manufacturing. I think we've given up on forest products. I think we've given up on paper, and that's a mistake. And I always tell people, that if you quit on paper and if you quit on manufacturing, you're quitting on Maine. I mean, that is going to be an area where Maine can succeed. It might look different in the future than it's looked in the past, but manufacturing is going to be critical to our economy. The other thing people miss is there are manufacturing success stories all over this state, and they're doing it despite the obstacles that the state has placed in front of them. Some of them are obvious big employers, like Bath Iron Works is an incredibly successful manufacturer. They've got an incredibly skilled and motivated workforce, and they've done very well. But some of these are companies that you've never heard of. I mean, an example is Flotation Technologies in Biddeford. They make a flotation technology that's used with oil drilling, deep offshore oil drilling. And their flotation devices take weight off the big drills that, drill down into the ocean floor or to the supports that hold the oil rigs. They sell these all over the world. The Norwegians are their prime customer, a company called Statoil. They use a technology that's been used very successfully at Old Town Canoe. It's a rotomold technology like Old Town, which makes such great canoes, has used. This is a little company in Biddeford, and like I said, they're doing business all over the world. There's companies like that in Maine, and to me, that just proves a point. It proves that we can do it in this state, but we've got to start believing that we can, and we've got to get the government out of the way so that people can succeed and compete. The international environment is unbelievably competitive, and the margins are small, and it is a very, very competitive world. And if the state government's putting up barriers, it makes it all that much harder to compete.
Okay, welfare. I always ask about welfare. Maine is one of two states that do not follow the federal guidelines. You're aware of the situation. I know a lot of people are not, because you can't go to one place and find all of it. By accident, I'm sure. Is there anything that you, as governor, think that you could do about maybe making us come into line? Because what ends up happening is not only are the feds not reimbursing us, but we're getting this influx of people who already have 5 years of welfare.
Right.
They're really not interested in working. Those who are coming in to get on that next year.
Right.
So is there anything that you think that you can do as governor?
I think there is. And first of all, you've identified the biggest change that has to be made with our welfare system. And that the best thing that happened during the Clinton presidency was the welfare reforms that they signed. And those reforms were adopted successfully in 48 states. And for whatever reason, Maine never did that. And I think we've got to, if we just brought ourselves in line with the national average, we would have a much, much more sane and manageable social services structure. And that doesn't mean that Maine can't be a compassionate state. I mean, there is definitely a role for welfare. And there are people who are going to have some bad breaks in their life. And there's a reason that we have welfare in place. But what I tell people is welfare is, we've got to stop thinking of it as a net. It's got to be a trampoline. And the idea of welfare is to bounce people who have had the hard time. It's to bounce them back on their feet and to get them in the workplace. It's really important. The other thing is, our social services system is not helping it. The people that that we're purporting to help as well. I mean, it's bringing them into this cycle of dependency that prevents them from getting out and having a more fulfilling life. And you know, related to that problem, if you grow up in a family where your parents are or parent that's taking care of you is dependent upon welfare, you grow up thinking that's the way the world is, and then it just perpetuates itself.
Okay, pretty good answer. Are there any other things that I haven't asked you that you think you want to get out there?
A couple things. One is, I am really concerned about the way that our state government looks at budgeting, and I would change that completely. And the most important thing, I think, is that we make sure that we attract good people to state government. And I think the performance in recent years has been a little uneven. And I credit Governor King. I didn't always agree with what he did, but he really attracted some high-quality people to his positions. And Governor McKernan, before that, had an outstanding success in bringing people to Augusta. And when you bring those good people, I think you should have them audit our state spending from top to bottom. And that audit's important to identify waste and inefficiencies in the system. But it's also important, probably more important, so that you can set up benchmarks and see how our government programs are performing. Because right now, we don't have any way to evaluate the success or the failure of a program. And I am somebody who does not believe in across-the-board increases or across-the-board cuts, for that matter. I don't think all programs are the same. And we should evaluate our programs, and programs that are succeeding, we should support them and learn from them. And programs that aren't should be restructured or eliminated. And that's just one flaw, I think, that we have with the way we approach it. It's an old idea. It's called zero-based budgeting. And it's an old idea, but that doesn't mean that it's not a good idea. I think we should do it in Maine.
Great. Yeah. Anything else?
No, but thank you very much for having me here today.
Thank you.
It's been great.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Wonderful.
I'm a product of a